Good afternoon. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the January 6, 2025 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners Management Committee. This meeting is also being conducted in person and telephonically for additional access by the public. Val Lingasamy, Rhode Island Housing's Assistant Director of Information Technology, will provide information and guidance on this in-person and telephonic meeting.
Thank you, Carol. Good afternoon. This is Val Lingasamy, Assistant Director of IT at Rhode Island Housing. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on the Rhode Island Housing website within 3 to 5 business days after the meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, please mute your telephones if you are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-429-1430. Thank you.
Thank you, Val. Good afternoon. This is Corinne Myers, General Counsel. Members of the public can visit the RA Housing website to view today's agenda and each of the actions being taken. If the teleconference portion of the meeting is interrupted for any reason, we will stop until audio can be restored. Chairman Stephen Pryor will preside at this afternoon's meeting. Commissioner, staff, and guests, please do state your name prior to speaking for the benefit of those listening in by teleconference and for our note taker. With that, I will turn it over to the chairman to call the meeting to order. Chairman.
Which I do. I'm calling the meeting to order. It is 1:11 p.m., and I'm going to go ahead and ask Carol to call the roll.
Commissioner Designee
Cabral,
Commissioner Pryor.
Here.
Commissioner Designee Craven.
Here.
Chair. All right. We're looking at the minutes. This is action one, approval of the minutes of the management committee meeting held on December 18th. I'll take a look at those minutes for another moment, and I'll entertain a motion to approve them.
So moved.
Seconded.
It being moved and seconded, any edits or questions? Hearing none, Corey, would you please do the honors?
All those in favor of approving the minutes of the management committee meeting held on December 18th, 2024, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. We have 3 votes to approve. The motion is approved. Thank you.
Great. Item 2, recommendation for approval of amendment to Lead Safe Homes Consulting and Training Services Engagement. I'm going to ask Christine to go ahead and present this item.
Thank you. This is Chris Hunsinger. This request for action seeks approval to amend our existing engagement with the Residential Construction Workforce Partnership, which is the nonprofit arm of the builders, to provide consulting services and a training program to build the capacity of the contractors working in our Lead Safe program. We talked about this before, and we've reached the end of our initial contract. Due to the challenges with the lead remediation work, which requires special licenses and trainings, we found it difficult to attract and retain contractors. In February 2023, we issued an RFP seeking proposals from qualified firms to provide worker training and contractor capacity building training. In November 2023, the board approved the engagement of RCWP to provide the services. Since then, they've been providing consulting services that assist in recruiting and retaining contractors, job site mentoring for our new contractors, and helping to develop and implement a training program to ensure that our contractors have the skills and knowledge to be successful. The current agreement for services includes an option to renew the initial one-year engagement for up to 3 additional one-year terms. However, the board authorized a maximum contract value of $120,000, which does not accommodate any of these additional terms. Rhode Island Housing staff is recommending an amendment to the current agreement for services to increase the maximum contract amount to $300,000, inclusive of the original $120,000 expended in 2024. With this $180,000 increase, RCWP could continue to provide consulting services to Rhode Island Housing and to provide the mentoring to new contractors, and it would allow RCWP to further implement the training program that has been developed. I'm happy to answer your questions.
Questions?
Chair, if I might.
Please, Rob.
So
difference is it each year an additional $120,000, or is it going up at all?
So it varies. There's a monthly fee that we pay them to work with us on training and recruitment and things like that. They offer these in-person hands-on trainings for window installation and then door installation, so that are a separate fee. So that depending on how many of those we need to host with the incoming contractors. So it's really up to $180,000 to be spent across those buckets. Again, and there's an additional charge for on-site mentoring. It's an hourly fee to pay for the trainer to be on-site on a project.
So if the $180,000 increase is for the base value of the contract plus any additional services, and then if we do another year extension?
We would come back.
Okay. And that would that be for an additional, we don't know, I guess we're talking
about. So you approved it for up to so many extensions. I think once it runs out, we would have to re-RFP. I think we would have to be at the end of that three-year period of time. We would have to re-RFP for a variety of firms to come in and see what worked.
Yeah, how's their service been so far?
It's been great. We started with zero contractors back in a year and a half ago. We now have six fully licensed, really quality contractors, so we keep them working now. There's very little gap in between their jobs, so we're excited about that. We've got about 10 contractors in various stages of training, whether getting their certifications or doing these door and window classes that we hope to introduce into the program and be able to do even more. And that's largely because of them. We used to get folks who've been through the LEED training, but didn't have the capability to do the windows door installation, and that's the bulk of the work.
And has this been the six additional? Were they local? Were they out of state?
They're all. One was out of state. Five are local, and five of them are minority owned, not necessarily certified, but minority owned.
Chris, could you just boil down, you explained all of this, but could you just boil down, originally authorized up to 120, what was anticipated at the time?
Yep.
What's changed? You said it in the midst of that, but just to hear it distilled.
So it was about $5,000 a month in a consulting agreement for them to work with us to identify the training needs and flesh out the program that includes sort of some of the back-end stuff, how to run a business, how to do the paperwork. That's what that covers. And then I can't remember exactly, but there are roughly $10,000 to build out each module. So when you go to the training at the builders, they actually have the doors installed that you put them in, you take them out, and run into all different kinds of scenarios there. Same with the windows. And then when we hold the classes, there's a dollar amount to hold the classes. They're all day. We send up to 10 workers to them, and they walk them through the installation and the removal of them. So the 120 covered that for that year period. We anticipate needing a few more of those window and door classes, which is why we asked for the wiggle room, the up to 180. We only do it when we need it, and we don't do it until we have like the 10 who register, but we anticipate that we hope that we'll have the need for more.
Anything else on the back? I'll entertain a motion.
So moved, Rob.
It's moved and seconded. Any further questions or comments? Corey, would you please take it?
Of course. I'm in favor of recommending approval of an amendment to the LEEDSafe Home Consulting and Training Services engagement with Residential Construction Workforce Partnership, also known as RCWP. Please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. With a unanimous vote, the motion is approved.
Great. Item 3 is recommendation for approval of Maine Legal Counsel. For this, Corey, are you going to present?
I am. Thank you very much. This is Corey Myers speaking. As you may know, RI Housing, doing business as Mortgage Servicing Solutions, provides mortgage loan subservicing to the Maine State Housing Authority, and this partnership has just been renewed for another term. Our role involves, among other things, handling foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction matters arising in the Maine portfolio. We did an RFP to identify one or more law firms in Maine capable of doing the related legal work. we received two proposals, one from Eaton Peabody for foreclosure, bankruptcy, and evictions, and one from Perkins Thompson specifically for bankruptcy and mortgage servicing litigation. Eaton Peabody is a full-service law firm. They have four offices across Maine. They've been in business since 1939 with a well-established creditors' rights and bankruptcy practice. They are our current service provider. Perkins Thompson is also a full-service law firm located in Portland. They have been serving clients for more than 150 years. They have about 25 attorneys on staff and offer creditors' rights and bankruptcy practice in addition to a general banking practice and litigation services. A selection committee comprised of loan servicing and legal department staff evaluated both proposals and checked references for each. Both firms, including the principal attorneys, have worked with RI Housing before in some capacity and have provided good counsel and acceptable value. Based on our projected business needs over the next couple of years, we're recommending to engage both firms. Both firms are, in the opinion of the selection committee, well qualified to provide the services throughout the state of Maine and offered rates that align with the investor requirements. Happy to answer your questions.
Questions?
So, for litigation counsel, it sounds like this is how you worked with in the past, but wasn't our immediately preceding counsel.
That's right. We, in a previous RFP for Maine Legal Counsel, we had engaged Perkins Thompson. The main attorney at Perkins Thompson at the time that we worked with ultimately moved her practice to Eaton Peabody. So Eaton Peabody has been our provider of late for all services. That said, an attorney that we had a separate relationship with when he was at Pretty Flaherty, doing, among other things, advising on construction contracts, has since moved to Perkins Thompson, and he will be the principal on this engagement. So he is someone that we've worked with before. The firm is a firm we've worked with before, so we're familiar with their billing practices and so forth, though the attorney who had previously been our service provider is now at Eaton.
Oh, great. So not immediate familiarity with the firm, is definitely with the lawyer at the firm.
Yes.
Thank you.
I know, it's a bit convoluted, but we were very gratified that we got more than one application. It's a tough market. We did quite a lot of outreach through the Bar Association and to various industry groups. We reached out to every minority affiliation group within the Bar Association, we were pleased to have gotten more than one. I wish it would have been more than two, but we'll redouble our efforts next time. I know that we'll get good service from these two.
Questions? In terms of the selection process, we completely staff it within Rhode Island Housing. Maine does not play a role. Is that how it works?
We're a sub-servicer, that's right. So we have an articulated list of tasks that we provide on behalf of Misha.
Got it. And they've never leaned in and said, you know what, we'd like to be on your selection committees. Like, this is how they want it. They want us really conducting all the work in this capacity.
Yes, that's right. They do establish maximum fees and things, but that's built into our arrangement with the firms.
Okay. Is there a motion?
So moved.
And a second?
Seconded.
Any more questions or comments? Hearing none, Corey, please take the vote on your item.
Yes, thank you. All those in favor of recommending the approval of Maine Legal Counsel as presented, please say aye.
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 Aye. Nay. We have three votes in the affirmative, and the motion is approved. Thank you.
All right. This next item is authority to issue homeownership opportunity bonds, $600 million. It's a discussion item. Bernadette, are you presenting this item?
Yes.
And would you start by explaining just why this one is a discussion and when we expect to take action?
Yep, happy to.
Don't mind.
Yep, happy
Thank
to.
You so much.
This is Bernie MacArthur speaking. So this item is a discussion item today rather than an actual agenda item, just because when the management committee package was compiled, the resolutions related to this were still in draft form. They've been finalized, so we do anticipate bringing this to the board next week. This request for single-family bonding authority is a standard request that comes to the board about once a year. We issued almost $540 million in single-family housing bonds in 2024, and our latest issuance was executed this past fall. We expect to expend the proceeds fully by the end of next month. We plan to be in the market again sometime in February. So based on the current pipeline of registrations and on production estimates, staff anticipate issuing approximately $600 million in single-family bonds to fund new mortgages, related down payment assistance, or to refund existing bonds over the next year to year and a half or so. So we plan to ask the board next week to authorize the issuance of up to $600 million in single-family bonds to fund the Homeownership Opportunity Bond Program. The authority would expire in September of 2026, and it will allow us to continue to fund our single-family government-insured programs and the related down payment assistance for the next year to year and a half. Happy to answer any other questions, too.
Questions? I'll kick off with one. What's our basic pattern or rhythm of issuing these bonds? How order of magnitude, how much, and how frequently?
Sure. We go about three times a year recently. We take a look at our pipeline, and we try to issue bonds when we're halfway reserved into the next, say, $175 million bond issuance. So when we have 50% of that $175 million projection reserved, we'll do a bond issuance and then reserve the next half of that. And that cadence usually ends up being about three times a year.
Other questions? And again, we're going to bring this identical item to the board, and this time for action at the board meeting.
Yes, sir.
Carol, anything else? Motion?
Oh, God.
Just discussion.
A motion to conclude discussion. No. Excuse me. I'm so accustomed to it. I think this is so literally no action on that. I think this is the last thing, so we will adjourn. But before I do, Carol, James, anything else?
Nope.
I did want to talk about the scheduling of the meeting. You and I chatted about this. We can do it after the meeting has concluded, or we can do it informally now. What do you recommend?
I'm fine with talking about it now.
Are folks okay if next month we also look at a 1 o'clock time? What's, Marilena, what's the choice of day and timing typically here? We're on a Monday, obviously.
For the Monday, it's usually at 3 o'clock, and you requested that we poll the committee members if they would be available to have the meeting at the same time.
I think we sent that out as a quick email.
We did, and the response is that we would have a quorum on the 12th for 3 o'clock again.
So, Carol, you and I just chatted about saying it out loud.
Yes.
Great. Anything else before we cement that? This too requires no motion.
It's staying on a Monday? Is that
what yes.
Doing? Okay.
Do you have it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Works?
Yep.
Great. All right. Another non-motion. So I will state that there's no further business and request a motion this time to adjourn. Is there one?
Second.
There you go.
It being moved and seconded and there being no discussion whatsoever on that, Lori, would you?
All those in favor of adjourning the meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Have a unanimous vote to adjourn. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, everybody.
Good afternoon.